Blog Talk Radio.
Digital audience, my friends, my kinship,
my extended family, my church family, and all of you that has been a loyal listener of the Old Ship of Zion broadcast. I would like for you, if you will, to bow your heads with me as we go down in prayer to reverence God. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for aiming us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that may be hurting deep within their hearts and souls. These and other blessings we ask in your righteous name, and we shall say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I would like for you that will and that's able and got a lot of time to pull up your good seat, get your cushion to place behind your posture, and help to enjoy the Lord with me on this morning. And our sermon today will be trial. But we know that we are going through turbulent times, and we are adhering to many trials. I hear about many cry out that ministers and saints of God that is encountering trials. And we know that as long as that we are planted here on planet Earth, we will go through trials. We will encounter trials and tribulations. That is a sure thing that God's word on his oath, that he said we will go through trials and tribulations. But God's word declared that he would deliver us not from a part of them, not from some of them, but he would deliver us from them all. And so this morning, our theme is trial. And we want to know, in your trial, will you be one that will stand tall, or will you be one that will fall short? I want you to ponder those thoughts in your spiritual mind on this morning, because those are vital questions. And God tells us in his word that we are to be endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And we know that sometimes the trial can be overwhelming. Seem like there's just, you know, no end in sight, no relief. But we know that God will not put on us any more than we are able to withstand. For God said in his word that his burden is light and his yoke is easy. So we know that God is not going to put on us any more than we are able to stand. Even though sometimes it looks like that all hell is breaking loose all around about us. But you can take courage in this one thing. You that are listening out there in digital listening audience on this morning, that God's word said that he would never leave us, he would never forsake us, but he would be with you and I until the end of the earth. So you got that assurance that just like a good neighbor, Jesus was and is today, tomorrow, next year, next week, God will be right there, standing toe-to-toe, right by your side. So I want you to take courage and be encouraged that God is with you, and he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's going to be right there. When mother leaves you, he'll be there. When husband leaves you, he'll be there. When kids go against you, God will be right there. When doctors give up on you, God will be right there. So we know that God is a constant friend. When all of our friends are gone, when all your money's gone, then your friends seem to disappear. But we know that God is a spiritual being that will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But he will be with us until the end of the earth. And so I just want to share a couple of themes with you on this morning. And I would like to share this with you, for there was a husband and a wife that was killed. And when that car was struck by a drunk driver, and you might ask, Pastor Ward, why did this happen? They were good people, active in the church, and dearly loved. They were in no way at fault, and we can't blame God for the other driver getting drunk. But we know that some people would rather blame God or put the blame on the devil. Yes, we must recognize the fact that an intoxicated driver who loses control of his car is likely to kill someone. We know that. But Jesus referred to two tragedies that occurred in his day. And one was Pilate had killed some Galileans and mixed their blood with their sacrifices. That's in the law of Luke 13 and 1. And the other is was 18 Israelites died when the tower fell on them. That was verse 4. And the idea was that people who died like that, you would say, must have been guilty of horrendous sin. But that is not always necessarily the case, saints and friends, and you that are out there in the listening digital audience. That is not always the case. But we know that Jesus rejected that kind of thinking. And he told his hearers that instead of trying to find someone to blame, they should seek such events as a call to repentance. If they willingly reject him, their Messiah, and persisted in their sins, in their wayward life, in their way of living, they would face a fearful end. So we know that when we hear of inexplicable tragedies, let the contents to leave the why and the questions unanswered. And we're assured of God's love in the law of Romans 8 and 39. Let's look at these events as a time for self-examination and repentance. And I would say to you, as a member of a fallen race, the question that might we all must face is, have we chosen to repent and trust Christ whom has sent? We know that life tragedies are a call to reflect and repent of one's sins. And we also are reminded of a young Christian who asked advice of an older believer. And he asked him, said, would you pray that I might have more patience? So they began to kneel down, and the man began to pray. And his prayer was, Lord, send this young man tribulations in the morning. Send him tribulations in the afternoon. Send him just being the young believer, blurted out, no, not tribulations. I ask for patience. And then the Christian said, yeah, I know. He said, but through tribulations that we learn patience. So the word, we know that perseverance in today's society and in the word of God can mean the ability to remain steadfast under difficulties without giving in. Only a believer whom has faced distress can develop steadfastness. That is turn develop character. When the Apostle Paul told the Christians in Rome that tribulation produces perseverance. We read in the law of Romans 5 and 3. It tells us that he was beaten, he was whipped, he was stoned, shipwrecked, hallelujah. And we know that he was prosecuted, yet he remained steadfast in his faith and did not shrink from his responsibilities to preach the gospel. And we know that there are ministers, there's preachers, there are leaders that are facing difficult times. They're going through trials and tribulations as we speak. But I come to encourage your heart. Take heart and take courage that God is able to deliver you. And in the midst of your trial, you got to keep on moving. You got to keep on preaching the word of God. Keep your hand to the plow. Don't look to the left, not to the right. And if you are facing a difficult test, praise God under your test. But we know that God, he's wise. And we know that everything that happened to us, whether it's pleasurable or painful, is designed to develop the Christ-like character. That's why we can glory in tribulation. Looking back, I can clearly see all the grief that had to be left me when the pain was richer than I could before. We know in ending, we say, now, let's see what is the crisis of the day. It could be terrorism. It could be a random threat or the economy. And the fear that we will run out of money before we run out of time. Maybe a personal crisis in your family with no foreseeable solution. Maybe a tragedy or a failure too great to bear. Before we fall under the weight of our accumulated fear, we would do well to look back, hallelujah, and look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. And we know that if you look at the world with the naked eye, you will be distressed. If you look within, you will be depressed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But are you focusing on the world and its dangers, or are you gazing at yourself, hoping to find your own answers? Are you looking to Jesus, the author, as I said before, and the finisher of our faith? That's in the law of Hebrews 12 and 1 through 2. In a certain world, we must keep looking to him, looking to Jesus, my spiritual is blessed. The world is in a turmoil. In him I have rest. The sea of my life around me may roar. When I look to Jesus, I hear it no more. When your world is falling apart, trust Jesus to hold it together. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, my loved and dedicated listeners, you that are out there, and my digital listening audience. I have told you in the past that whenever opportunity presents itself, I would give thanks to you, my dedicated and loyal listeners. And I want to take the stage and take this opportunity to thank you for being a faithful servant, to being a faithful and loyal listener of the Old Ship of Zion. Your host has been Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. And your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. I want you to keep the Old Ship of Zion in your memoir, put it in your own to-do list, put it in your phone, and keep it near, because there will be a blessing that awaits you, engraved with your name on it. And in ending, I hope and I pray, I have said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.